This is a City News Net update for Seaside City. I'm Bradford Maxwell. A ship has exploded during an alleged drug deal. Reports out of the waterfront say that the mysterious vigilante known as the Skull Man has struck again. Several young men, all reported members of a Chinese Tong, have been taken into custody by police, and all are listed in critical condition at this time. This is the eighth attack by the Skull Man on Tong drug shipments in as many weeks. Nothing is known of the Skull Man's identity or motivations. Wearing a large black cloak and a chalk-white skull mask, the vigilante has exposed more alleged Tong activity on or around the waterfront than anyone since 1999, when Chinese hero Monkey King briefly visited the city. Last week, Skull Man came under fire from city officials after a battle with Tong gunmen left three bystanders dead. During the battle, Skull Man dodged machine gun fire, only to have it strike Mary Holder, Deborah Crichton, and Mick Chan. Though his actions did not directly result in their deaths, Skullman is being sought by law enforcement as a person of interest. Wanted by both police and multiple criminal organizations, the vigilante continues to clean up the city's violent waterfront. The Daughters of Beijing, a local Chinatown-based activist group, released the following statement about Skullman. Quote, "Though the death of innocents is always a reason to mourn, the Daughters of Beijing challenged the law enforcement of Seaside City to act in the city's best interest. If they were to root out the rampant crime that connects Chinatown to the city's docks, a need for a vigilante like the Skull Man would not be necessary. Unfortunately, local law enforcement's own incompetence has led to a situation where a masked vigilante is necessary to the continued safety of the area's citizens." End quote. Mayor Paulson and Police Commissioner Stan Wolf both refused to comment on the Daughters of Beijing's allegations of incompetence. This has been a City News Net update for Seaside City. I'm Bradford Maxwell.